Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Craig, I'm not sure if we've ever played that theme, and actually I can look over and I can see one of the Highway Patrol hats sitting on our table over here. Did you notice?
My question, though, is the Dodge Charger outside? That's what I want to know.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Lieutenant Travis Hughes from the Ohio Highway Patrol joining us this morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing well. Thank you.
And also you have Captain Phil Hammonds from the Elyria Police Department.
Thanks for having me this morning.
And we have Katie Bevan, who sent us the mysterious email about 2 weeks ago. She said, we have a special announcement we want to make. We can't tell you about it at the moment, but can we come on the air on Friday? And we said, sure. So
thanks for trusting me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, well, we had some past history with you, so we know that you always bring us some interesting information. What did you bring us this morning, and why do we have the officers in today?
The reason we're here is the national campaign of Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over officially kicked off today. And Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is a nationwide effort that focuses on combining high visibility enforcement with heightened public awareness through advertising and publicity. So essentially, it's an enhanced enforcement period to remove drunk and drug drivers from the roadway.
One of the interesting things about this campaign is, in a previous campaign, don't drink and drive, don't do this, don't do this. This is, in a way, a positive statement on it, talking about drive sober, telling people, what you need to do, not worry about, you don't want to be intoxicated because of what can happen on here. Now, these are going on, the checkpoints are taking place, and I'm looking in front of me a card here that you're handing out to people at these checkpoints. Talk about that and the reason behind that.
So, actually, the checkpoints happened last night, and I'm going to let the officers talk about that in just a minute. But the card that you're referring to, if you can imagine right now as you're listening, about an 8.5 by 5 inch card, and it has a woman's picture on it. And you're handed it when you drive through the checkpoint or when you drove through the checkpoint last night. And it actually has a snapshot of a story of a woman named Terry Martin. And Terry was killed 2 years ago in 2012 by an impaired driver. And she lived in Lorain City, and she was just 52 years old. So the idea behind the card is that as you drive or would have driven through the checkpoint last night, you were handed a card and you see this picture of a woman and you're reminded that you're being stopped as a part of efforts to prevent more deaths like Terry's from happening on Lorain County roadways. And that's really what the Lorain County Safe Community Coalition is all about, reducing fatalities and injuries on Lorain County roadways, and we do that with partnering with enforcement and business owners and whatnot. And so this was just one of those efforts.
I know you did something similar last year. You introduced that program last year. I was at the news conference for the kickoff, and what kind of response did you get? Because it's not often that a trooper or a police officer will pull out a card and personalize the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, last year, like you mentioned, we started off with, his name was A.J. Vincent, and we did a similar thing for him. A great kid who was really young when he was killed by an impaired driver, lived in Elyria, loved baseball, and the feedback that we got from his story, and then as well as Terry's this year, is just about remembering, and people like remembering people in their lives or even hearing stories of people who they've never met. And so it's a great way to humanize the topic of impaired driving, that it's not just statistics. These are true people, and we all care about them. And we care about all the people who live in Lorain County, and we want to prevent more deaths from happening.
You guys had the checkpoints last night. Can you give us a summary of what happened?
Yeah, this is Captain Hammond speaking. We actually ran two different checkpoints. One was at Lorain Boulevard and Foster, and the second one was on Cleveland Street near Gulf Road. There was approximately over 500 cars stopped during the checkpoint, and we had one OVI arrest, and we had around 7 drug offense arrests. So it was definitely very productive. And the feedback that we received, even people coming through the checkpoint, seeing her picture, you know, we had comments, people saying, it gave me chills to see her picture. And I'm just so glad that you, the officers, are out here protecting us and doing this type of service.
How is the person who's featured on the cards, how is their story selected? Is there a process for that, or what's the...
Sure. Well, we sit down with some of the officers who we work with, and we look over some of the more recent fatalities, because we do have a process of reviewing all of the fatal crashes that happen in Lorain County in an effort to prevent them in the future. So we're all very aware and understand the crashes very well. So the officers, when they go out and do their investigations, they get to know the families very well. So I'm sharing this so that you understand that there are relationships being built. We get to know families, especially the officers do. And so how it's selected is through conversation among a small a group of us, and we kind of look for, you know, obviously we're looking for an impaired case, and so we look for that, and then think about what family is prepared to share their story, because not every family who has had a loved one killed by an impaired driver is truly ready to share their loved one's story, and so we are very thoughtful and mindful of the family and where they're at. So really that is part that goes into play.
For those people, obviously, who did not go through that checkpoint, could you share a little bit of Terry's story with us?
Sure, absolutely. So Terry was a nurse, actually, for the Cleveland Clinic, and she was a wife and mother, and she was so dearly loved by her husband. When you talk to him, you just know that they had this love story, and they just loved being together. Terry in particular loved being on the water. She grew up in Florida, actually, and loved boating and just being near the water. And I'm sure some of you listening can relate to just having a true love for the water, and she had that love. A couple things that we listed on the card to help people get to know Terry a little bit better is she had a couple things on her bucket list that were untouched. Maybe you have a bucket list, and Terry did too. And one of the things on her bucket list was to travel Europe someday with her husband and also visit Serbia because she had family who lived there and she wanted to go and travel and explore the land of her family.
We're talking today with Lieutenant Travis Hughes of the Ohio State Highway Patrol, the Elyria Post, and also with Captain Phil Hammonds from the Elyria Police Department. They had their OVI checkpoints, officially the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over National Enforcement Campaign begins today, runs through September 1st. Looking at some of the statistics on here, 81% of fatal crashes involved an impaired driver in Lorain County. In Lorain County, is that up? Where does that relate, with other counties, and how does that fare with...
This is Captain Phil Hammonds. I'd like to answer that question real quickly. In 2013, 81% of fatal crashes involved an impaired driver, alcohol, and or in drugs. And that was an increased a number of 27% compared to 2012. So we are on an increase. So this continues to be a problem for Lorain County, people driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. So last night's enforcement of us making those numerous drug arrests indicates that this is still a continuing problem, and it definitely we will continue addressing it.
Campaign runs for a couple more weeks. Any more checkpoints planned? Anything else?
Actually, we have different saturation patrols planned. All of this obviously is leading up to the Labor Day holiday weekend, which is why the campaign is timed out like this. Again, I guess the other message I would want to send is we are still on the lookout and attempting to remove impaired drivers 365 days a year. So it's not just this 2 or 3 week period that we're really focusing, but we're out there all year round. We received some questions last night during the checkpoint as to, well, why are you out here on a Thursday evening around 6 or 7 o'clock? And it was a great opportunity to inform the public that, you know, we arrest people for DUI in the morning. We arrest them in the afternoon, and we arrest people in the early evening hours as well. So it's not that stereotypical 2 a.m. on Friday night is the only time we make arrests. So because we handle these crashes that involve impaired drivers at all hours of the day. So it's a continuing problem. Efforts like this will hopefully reduce the number of people killed and injured as a result of these crashes.
If somebody is coming upon a checkpoint like that, what's the procedure? What actually goes on at that point?
You know, it's really fascinating. I love doing those checkpoints because it's such a positive interaction with the motoring public. And essentially what it consists of is as they pull into the checkpoint, they are greeted by the officer. They are asked for their driver's license. They present their license, and they're given a FAT card. Last night they were given Terry Martin's brief bio card. And if we don't detect any alcohol or other bad odor coming from the vehicle, such as drugs or something like that, then they're sent on their way. And the response from them was, oh, that's it? I mean, they're really surprised at the how non-invasive it really is, because the contact only lasts maybe 20 to 30 seconds, and they're back on their way.
And law enforcement can only do so much. You turn to the public not only for them to say, drive sober, don't get, you know, or get pulled over. What if you're on the road? What is the protocol if you happen to think someone's impaired or there might be something that could have an issue? What should the general public be doing at that time?
Well, a lot of our law enforcement tips lead to arrests and that sort of thing. So one thing you can do, and Lieutenant Hughes can tell you the same, is that you can dial #677 to alert the highway patrol. That's if you're in the county driving around. If you're in the city of Elyria, you can call our number, which is 323-3302, but that's a little harder to remember. So it's nice just to have that other number, the #677, that you can remember, that you can call and notify law enforcement, and we will take is immediate action that we can do to follow up on that.
In as much as you know, there's a car heading in some direction near some area. I mean, because you have to get a lot of details, I suppose, to know. But it's one of those things, I guess, the more information you get, the better you can find out what's
right. And our dispatchers know what questions to ask, whether it's about the vehicle, what actions the person was observed doing, and direction they're going. So the main thing is to get people to call in. Our dispatchers will get the right information from them, and hopefully we'll be able to intervene.
Our guests today have been Lieutenant Travis Hughes and also Captain Phil Hammonds joining us today talking about the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over. Also, Katie Bevan from the Lorain County Safe Community Coalition has been doing a lot of work over the years to kind of bring different agencies together to help deal with the issues. And, of course, you want to give the same advice, take the keys away from somebody who may be impaired, have the designated driver, and just know that these things happen to everybody, as witnessed by these cards that you hand out, to show that these just average folks going about their business, and obviously tragedy struck from the intoxicated or the person that wasn't driving sober. Thanks for stopping in this morning again, and people can get, this campaign again goes on through Labor Day, and of course it's something you'd probably want to heed all year round as well.